Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. It's such a delight once again to be with you this beautiful Sunday morning. Always good to see you. Look forward to it. Miss you during the week. Think about you, and you're off at work. I'm off at my job, and it's so good to get back together with you every Sunday. Catch up, learn what's happening in your life. Like you said, I am the chief of staff at CHI Memorial Georgia, and every week I get excited about what CHI is doing in Northwest Georgia and Southeast Tennessee. I mean, my goodness, they're expanding and growing constantly, expanding services. I cannot speak too highly of them for all the good work that they're doing. And I also want to give a shout out to Benchmark Physical Therapy. As you know, I've been working with them as a medical director for, gosh, more years than I can actually remember. And also LHC, which is Louisiana Healthcare, one of our sponsors like CHI. LHC through Home Care Solutions and Heartlight Hospice. They do a wonderful job as well and continue to grow and expand their services. We've had both of them on the show before, and both Home Care Solutions and Heartlight Hospice. I think we'll have them back on the show, I hope, soon, so we can keep educating people on what home health can do for people and hospice, because most people, including a lot of providers, just don't understand what can be done. And again, CHI, wow, what they're doing in Northwest Georgia, and expanding services, like I said. Let me give a little shout out to them, too. They want you to remember that no matter how minor your emergency may be, it's still a major emergency for you. When you're short on time and in need of quality health care, visit one of the four CHI Memorial convenient care locations in Chattanooga, Cleveland, Lafayette, or Signal Mountain. There's no appointment necessary. You can conveniently charge a primary copay, and it's a less expensive alternative to emergency rooms or most urgent care centers, and a lot faster than going to the emergency department as well, I would add. Walk-in care right now, visit chimemorialconvenientcare.org for more information. And again, that's one more way that CHI is helping people locally. One thing I also want to talk about, Ed, we always talk about restaurants that we visited, and gosh, I've been to so many good ones this week, what with the holidays and all. And First Watch, once again, has drawn my attention twice. What a wonderful place. This is the First Watch North Shore, but I believe there's one out by the mall as well. Doing a great job there. Erica, our waitress, a couple of times. Just a great girl. Remember my name, everything that I got, how I like the food. That's a rare, rare treat. Very personalized service. I think last week I said something about that hash that I'd had. Just wonderful, you know, got a Southwest omelet this time, great food, that kale tonic I told you about, which is somewhere I have a picture, and I'll have to do it on another show, but a picture of what's in that, the actual ingredients, and I was going to share that with you, but it is all natural, there's no added sugar, it's something that you may actually like, and I think you may have had that before from what you told me, but all fresh, wonderful. They do have that amazing maple-covered bacon, I think it's called like millionaire bacon or something like that. If I find the picture, I'll say it again in a minute, but great place, First Watch, and I think I may talk about Pizza Brothers next week. That's another place in North Shore that's just amazing for pizza, but we'll save that one. What have you done this week, Ed?
Well, thank you, my friend. And yes, I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World on Lee Highway. Been in business since 1979 with a heartfelt passion for encompassing holistic nutrition, the belief that the body has a very strong vital energy for its self-healing, but only if we give it what it needs and remove what is harming it. And much of that can come from your choices with your knife and fork. That's one reason we talk about these restaurants. Many times people will comment to me, you know, they can't eat healthy because they eat out. You can't eat perfect. eating out, but you really can't probably eat perfect eating home either. You do have more control, but in most cases, the raw materials of the food themselves are really about basically the same, unless you are just one of those people who are perfectionist and you are shopping for all the whole organic and everything, which is pretty difficult. It certainly is my hope and my dream for people, but that's not practical. And I do eat out constantly because I leave early in the morning. I leave my house about 5:40 every day, and I go to Starbucks, read every single morning for an hour, not read things about business. I read things about heart, happiness, joy, paths of a pursuit of that. And then I get home about 8 o'clock. So I ate at this week. I was a little frustrated with my normal choices of eating, and I haven't gone to Carrabba's in probably a year. And so we chose to go to Carrabba's last Thursday. And then we went back last night. And here's the deal with Carrabba's. Like all restaurants, you have to be wise. You have to know what to choose. You can go from the absolute world's worst, terrible in every regard, or you can rise all the way to the top of being quite a healthy choice as far as what it does to your body, what it doesn't do to your body, how it feeds you. Well, Carrabba's is one of those restaurants that, like all, you have to choose carefully. Well, what I got last night was chicken brine with goat cheese on top, no sauce. The sauces are where the real risk is with most restaurants, because the chemical-laden MSGs, the chemicals, the soybean oils, the canola oils, all these are used in these sauces. Very few people cook like the French do, which is using real butter and whole foods and things that are unprocessed. That is my dream, but that's not what's happening in most cases. I will tell you a quick story. Oh, and along with my chicken brine with no sauce, I got the basic salad. And I'm real picky about olive oil, because most olive oils in this country is contaminated with impurities. That impurity generally is another oil called canola, because canola costs pennies. It dilutes the olive oil, so the restaurants make more money. Canola's an awful, awful oil for your body. But Carrabba's has very good quality olive oil, and so does Jason's Deli and Bonefish and Jay Alexander's. Those are the four that have the best olive oils. So I get the basic salad, pour lots of olive oil on it, and then I get broccoli on the side with the chicken brine. Perfect, perfect meal, because I do lean toward keto, which is a higher-fat diet with protein and lower carbs, and it sits well with me. But about 2 years ago, I kept eating at Carrabba's, and I would notice I didn't feel as well afterwards or sleep as well. And so what I did was, and I'm a real super self-monitoring person, my resting pulse rate is 52. One reason is because I exercise consistently 6 days a week. But what I started doing, just out of the clear blue, kind of, I started taking my pulse rate after eating at Carrabba's, and it was at 90 beats a minute. Three different occasions of eating at Carrabba's. Well, I finally nailed down what it was. It was a Caesar salad, because it has MSG in it.
Wow.
And it was no wonder that I was not sleeping after. It was no wonder that I never felt good for a day or two after. So I'm not faulting Carrabba's too much. I have to take responsibility and know what I'm ordering. Everyone out there needs to feel this way about their foods. This is not a complete safe commodity that you just make choices and hope for the best. If you do, you're going to slide down the wrong side of the slide, which is toward poor health, gaining weight, not feeling well, altering brain chemicals. Your knife and fork is the strongest, most powerful medicine we have on this earth. So I'm encouraging everyone to choose wisely. Well, I got on a little rant there.
Well, let me ask you something about that Caesar salad. Do you have it grilled?
I don't know. Well, yeah, it's the stuff on it's grilled.
No, I mean the actual salad. That's something I've noticed a few places locally doing. I guess everybody but me knew that, but I found out the flavor when you grill the actual salad is incredible.
No, I've not tried that, because that sounds good, but of course the demon in this was the dressing, so it didn't matter what they did to it was still going to remain in a bad place for
me. That bacon I found out, which is not a healthy choice, was $1 million bacon, and that was at First Watch, so it is incredible. No, it's not healthy, but like you, I don't always make that healthy choice. Sometimes I eat for fun.
I'm a complete 80-20 guy. I guess personally, I'm a 90-10 guy. You know, the 10%, I let it rip, and the 90, I really try my most aggressively that I can. And because the people I've seen do the 100% thing almost always are miserable people. They're neurotic. They're never happy. And they usually fall off the wagon so badly that they never end up being in a good place. And like I'm sure I've said, you see this.
Oh, yeah. And medically, I would say I would do that or recommend it if you're training for some competitive event. That's a fine time to do it and be strict. Set a period of time to do it and then relax.
There you go. You know, 3 to 6 months, or if you were doing, like you said, a marathon or a bodybuilding contest or any athletic event, heck yeah, you nail everything down. But that's not, you can't maintain that mental discipline. We are not wired for decades of perfectionistic living. And I'm sure you agree with that from a personal and professional standpoint. So I encourage people. I mean, I tell people at times, you need to have a tequila. You need to have a piece of apple pie. You need to loosen the reins up. It's not going to kill you to have a biscuit. Even if you believe totally in keto like I do, we need to cycle these things. I think the body really gets stuck, or it actually gets in a position of declining itself if you do the same things every single day. And that's one reason I love kind of triggering the body with what we already have within us in the genetic blueprint, which is the ability to adapt to difficult times physically. And that's why when people go through famines, it actually activates certain genes that are good to prevent Alzheimer's, called the APOE4. When you go through cryo, which I do downtown with the going to minus 160 degrees, it activates things that actually make you healthier.
Yeah, and the food actually, when you are strict, you know, that 80-20 or 90-10, I think it tastes better. You taste more of the individual ingredients. And when you do have that 10% you get off of the diet, my goodness, it tastes even better than it did when you were eating it all the time.
You are so right. It's, you know what? It's already time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing with Courtney, a registered dietitian, about losing weight for 2019, but also how to keep it off once we do that. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And today we are going to, because it's the turn of the new year, how many people have made resolutions out there for weight loss and weight control? We have a wonderful person, Courtney McMahon, today, who's a registered dietitian who I've known for quite many years, actually. And she is employed at Nutrition World on the staff as a registered dietitian for people who need assistance and help. Welcome to the show, Courtney.
Thank you, Ed. Glad to be here.
I want to say that, you know, a lot of people talk the talk but don't walk the walk, but I know from a personal standpoint that Courtney's more on the kind of philosophy that I am, which is believing in whole foods, plant-based diets. We might differ slightly on some of the small issues of the picture of food choices, but in the big picture, we are on the same path. She totally believes in exercise. And I know I read yesterday, Courtney, that in a study that was done, that New Year's resolutions, 80% of all of those dissolve by the second week of February. And that means, you know, 5 to 6 weeks is all a person, 80% wise, generally sticks with a plan. And that is disastrous. So, you know, tell us, what are some of the biggest pitfalls that people do run into when they start a new weight loss or health plan of any time of the year, but especially the new year?
Yeah, well, it seems like, you know, New Year, weight loss is on everybody's mind, and if people were able to stick to the plans they started last year, it seems like it wouldn't be that big of a deal this year. But I think people start out setting too lofty goals initially. So they start a diet that's way too restricted for them. So, for example, a diet that is just way too low in calories for meeting their energy levels. They might be able to stick to that for a few weeks, but, you know, they get on this restrict and binge cycle where they break one day and they just end up eating all of the junk food that they can find, and then they feel bad about it and they go back to restricting. And it's a cycle a lot of people, chronic dieters, find themselves in, and they feel bad, like their willpower is what failed them, when really, you know, our brain, its predominant job is to make sure we have enough energy on board for its many metabolic functions. So if it perceives this extreme restriction as going into actual starvation, your hypothalamus is going to override your willpower and cause you to overeat. So starting out with a plan that's more moderate, that, you know, is going to be a moderate restriction, because you do have to restrict your intake to some degree to lose weight, but not so restrictive that you're just going to end up binging later. And I think just having a lot of variety is important too.
You know, I think that the biting off more than you can chew, and I hate to use that analogy when we're talking about dieting, but I think it's very applicable, but it applies to exercise as well. And I've seen that in my practice, that people simply try too much at once. And that's one of the things, I don't know if you agree, but that I tell my patients, you know, two things if they're starting a diet and exercise program. First, I mean, it may not be medically correct, but I say do one at a time, because if you try to make too drastic a lifestyle change, I've seen the failure rate be much higher. But, you know, begin a mild exercise program if you've done nothing, or change your dietary restrictions, but don't make a radical change, but make a baby step, do a little step. When you get used to that, you can make more steps in the diet or add back in the exercise, and eventually you'll get where you want to go. It's a lot like training for a marathon or a half marathon. You're not going to start out the first day by running that half marathon or a marathon. It takes a long time to build up to that, and it does with a truly good exercise program and dietary program or a lifestyle change. I mean, it really is something you have to learn to do. And for me, it takes months to get into that change.
Sure, I totally agree. Yeah, habits, they take a while to form, and you kind of have to, you know, base new habits you want to form, piggyback them onto your old habits. So just like you said, making small baby steps can get you where you want to go. Whereas in the new year, so many people are wanting to just go all in, go gung ho, and it doesn't end up well for them.
You know, I like what you said, Courtney, about piggybacking on your older ideas, because going in and thinking you're going to completely replace any of your old habits, it isn't the way we're wired, and it almost always fails. So what makes for a successful weight loss diet, if someone wants to think about that right now?
Well, I mean, on the flip side, you know, setting realistic goals, you know, going on a plan that still includes foods that you enjoy, and, you know, you're able to eat a variety of things that you still like. You know, everybody, they're like, during the holidays, oh, I'm eating all this fun food now, but, you know, in the new year, it's back on my, you know, back on the straight and narrow, and I have to, they kind of have this mindset that they're going to be eating all these foods that they don't really enjoy to get them where they want to go. But I just really want to emphasize to people that food is fun. It is made for a biological purpose to, you know, meet all of our metabolic needs. But, you know, food's a way we bond with each other. It's a way that we deal with emotions sometimes. And I don't think eating emotionally is necessarily a bad thing all the time. It's when it leads to emotional overeating, it becomes a problem. But if your diet is causing you to have to avoid, you know, every family gathering, forcing you to not ever be able to eat at any restaurants, that's just not realistic. So a plan that allows you to still go out and socialize, eat foods that you enjoy, but still, you know, tailoring it in so you can lose the weight that you want.
You know, I think it's good that you mentioned the fact that you can enjoy the lifestyle change. I know some people, I remember the Atkins diet, and that actually for people with morbid obesity, when they said, oh, I can still have a hamburger. I remember for the patients, and I wasn't huge on the Atkins diet, but that helped them comply when they knew they didn't have to stop doing every last thing that they loved. And for my patients, you know, sometimes they'll tell me, oh, it's really easy for you, Dr. Green. I say, no, it's really not easy. I have to decide to do this. I have to will myself to go to the gym, to eat right. It's not something, I mean, it comes more naturally now than it used to. But the things that I do eat when I'm following the more healthy plans, I do enjoy. And Ed's helped me a lot with that, with, you know, the keto diet. And once you learn how to do that, it really is not an unpleasant thing to do. And the same thing goes for exercise, that you should enjoy what you're doing. You shouldn't try doing an exercise you hate. It's not going to last.
Thank you. And if you are just tuning in, you're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. And today, the guest again is Courtney McMahon, registered dietitian. And we're talking about, you know, how to set up a plan, not just a yearly plan, a life plan that can help manage your weight, but also along with that, your health. And, you know, she's talking about the fact that you don't go in and all of a sudden just turn everything upside down and expect that to last. You tweak the system, you come up with a game plan, you use moderate self-discipline to change and baby step into a healthy diet. What is your idea of, I mean, what are some of the no-nos, Courtney, if someone's listening right now and they really don't have a good concept of, you know they need help, they need to do better, but the big bullet point no-nos, what would be disastrous on a diet plan?
Yeah, so if you are, like, you know, like we said before, being too restrictive with your diet. If you feel terrible all the time on the diet that you're on, if you don't have any energy to just complete your daily task, if you're still hungry after you eat, you're not on a good diet plan. You're not on a sustainable diet plan. Your plan should still allow you to eat until you feel full. You should still have enough energy to complete your daily activities, and you shouldn't just feel drained all the time. And you know, when you start feeling better because you're eating better at a more in a more moderate way than just being super restrictive, you're going to feel better and you're going to want to continue. You're not going to fall off the wagon after 3 weeks because you're feeling better.
Well, that's so true, because people look at it like it's grim duty and it's like living in a jail or something. It's truly not. And it's difficult for people. And I've been, you know, talking this language for 40 years now, actually this month. And so many people just don't have a concept of, they can't think they can handle the loss of their loved foods. But the truth is, as you know, Courtney, once you rebalance the body and you kind of create the kind of system that we really were born to have, your cravings go way down. You actually start enjoying food, healthy food, more than you ever enjoyed the junk food. Don't you agree?
I agree. And you're, well, I'm sorry, Courtney, I'm jumping
you're
in.
Fine.
Yeah, I was just getting excited there. And your energy level goes up. I found that the routine aches and pains in your body get better. My fatigue is better. So the energy is better. And I'm also more highly motivated when I'm reaching those goals, whether with exercise or if I'm trying to lose weight. That is a lot more fun than eating something unhealthy. I find that that helps me maintain that. And that's something I'm curious of for the people that are successful. How in the world do you get them to, I guess, easily or more easily maintain that weight loss and the goals that they've reached?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think if you're starting on a more moderate plan to begin with, you know, we always hear the saying, it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle change. But, I mean, that is true. And if you're in a state where you're losing weight, you are going to not be eating at a maintenance level. So once you get to your goal, you want to just kind of gradually start eating at a maintenance level, because your body, when you are on a restricted calorie routine, your body does kind of decrease your resting metabolic rate. So you kind of have to ease your calories back up to get back to your normal resting metabolic rate. And then once you've made all these habits during the dieting phase, you know, a lot of those just kind of carry over into your everyday life. And you're still able to eat some of those, you know, fun like holiday foods and, you know, just go out with your friends on the weekend. It's not that, you know, you can't eat a piece of cake or have ice cream every now and again, but you've learned at this point how to kind of scale it back. And you don't just want to eat that way all the time. You can eat those foods, feel satisfied with them, and be just fine the next day going back to eating your whole food diet.
That's wonderful. And, you know, as we all know, Nutrition World has continual lectures to help educate people on empowering themselves with knowledge so that this journey of health is far easier. And we do have many different roads lead to optimal health. There is no one diet that, like, this is the guru king diet of all. This is what everyone needs. No, there's many ways to reach this goal. You may reach it slightly different than I may, but I'm sensing, you know, a person listening right now, and they truly are in a world of confusion because, you know, I can't even imagine Googling the word, you know, what's the best weight loss diet? I've never done that, but, you know, it would be 1,000 pages of links, I'm sure. If they need assistance, which many people do, and I don't see this as a luxury anymore, I see it as a necessity to find people you trust who can guide you and help you down this path. How could they contact you if they want to set up an appointment and come have a consultation with you, Courtney?
Yeah, so on our website, Nutrition W, there's a place in the top left corner, and you can click Meet Our Dietitian. There's a place right underneath there where it'll take you to my schedule, and you can just find a time that's best for you to come in and meet one-on-one with me, and, you know, I'll just get a little information from you on, you know, your current diet, your current lifestyle, and we'll create a diet that meets you where you are, so you're not making these drastic, impossible to maintain goals. And so we'll just create a plan that's tailored to you. We also, you know, have several health coaches who work in the store and who are able to assist you with that as well. So come by and see us anytime.
Do you accept insurance?
At the current moment, no, but we are working on getting that going as
Wonderful.
Well.
But it's still very reasonable in cost. And thank you, Courtney, so, so much, because people need this kind of message and your kind of help. Because, you know, I'm a big believer in personal trainers at the gym, but many of those people, and I don't want to be harsh, think they know about diets, and I actually am very disappointed in many of the times they give advice. So we need professionals like you and our other health coaches. So nutritionw.com, you can go on there, and it's already time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing more about your health and longevity and all the good things. That plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, along with my personal friend and partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we are back talking about health. I want to say something about an article that I wrote on nutritionw.com. It was posted last week, and it's about the three, entitled Ed's Top 3 Tips for Health in 2019. And I've gotten so busy that I actually don't write as much as I would like to because of so many obligations in the whole field of nutrition world. But I wanted to reflect on, you know, my personal 40-year experience in observing and personally following a path of pursuit of health. And I've kind of had 3 points that I really would like to share with people. And again, this is on nutritionw.com under the homepage. But number one is choosing your foods and supplements simply because of a low price is going to end up costing you heavily in the long run. High quality, clean, and nutritious foods always are going to cost somewhat more. But when you, but nothing close to the money you're going to end up spending in the long run due to poor health. I don't know if that's something that resonates with you, Dr. Green, or not, but people who cut corners on everyday choices, thinking it's a good investment to buy, you know, poor quality foods, not buy the gym membership, don't go to the yoga class, you know, the running shoes are too much money. All of these things, to me, is the most expensive decision that you could make. And I know that I mentioned this, I think, a couple of shows ago. We now know that the Dollar General store sells more food than Whole Foods does. Hmm. And I go to Dollar General every now and then. The foods are as low, generally, as low quality as far as purity, as far as nutritious, as far as Whole Foods that you possibly could go to. I don't know how you could shop at any worse place, and it would doom you to your health. There's no human way that Ed Jones, as much as I know about choosing careful foods, could ever make wise choices in a store like that. Now, I know part of this is economics, but it's scary stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I think a lot of people do shop for two things, cost and convenience. Same thing with restaurants, convenience and cost. So if it's highly convenient and low in cost, it's hard to get really healthy choices in that. We've talked about shopping from the outside of the stores. You mentioned Whole Foods, which is a great place. And yes, it does cost a little more, but you can get, you know, some good quality products, and you're going to have a lot more healthy options. I think you can still go to the major chains, the Publix of the world. You know, I do like that place, but you still have to be careful, shop from the outside of the store. And I think with a little bit of education and a little bit more time, you can still do that in a timely fashion and not in a highly costly way. So I think you can still do that, but you have to think about it. You have to, you know, we talked about, you know, dietary changes, talked with our dietitian. Yeah, if you don't have the education, you know, your provider can get you to someone who does have the education, or maybe your provider knows how to teach you how to do that, but you can make those healthy choices. You mentioned exercise as well. Now, I don't think you have to get necessarily the most expensive gym. I'm not the biggest fan of Planet Fitness, but I will say they're probably one of the least expensive in town. And if someone's goal is to simply say, I'm going to get on the treadmill and walk, and I don't walk right now, great. That's a wonderful choice. $10 a month. You don't have to buy a real expensive treadmill. But yes, you can spend more, get more a more fancy gym. I don't think you have to. Now, running shoes, you mentioned that. That, yes. If you're going to be running, you do want to invest some money. And you really do, depending on how far you run, you should change those either every 3 months or every 6 months, depending on your speed and your distance that you're doing. Most of us don't run enough to have to change them every 3 months, so probably every 6 months is more than adequate for most people. But yeah, you do want to invest for a more quality shoe unless you really like hip, knee, and ankle and foot injuries.
Absolutely. And, you know, so often I think it's really wise to cut corners on different decisions that won't impact your whole future. One of those, I mean, some commodities like paper towels, you know, all there's 50 different things in your life that you could probably cut back on. The quality of your coffee. I admit I spend way too much because I go to Starbucks. I could make it for 80% less at home. I mean, these are things where you cut corners, that where you're wisely cutting corners.
Oh yeah, most of those you're not putting inside your body though.
Exactly.
Except for the coffee, maybe.
Now, we had a great interview with Courtney, the registered dietitian at Nutrition World, where you can make appointments on nutritionw.com if you need her help, and she's phenomenal. But I've asked her to do something for me. When I came across the information about the fact that Dollar General is now a leading supplier of dinner, lunch, and breakfast for many people in this country, it was actually shocking to me. It takes a lot to shock me about foods. I thought, you know, I'm very well versed in it. But when I go in Dollar General, I just assume a few people were buying a few foods just to get them by occasionally, but that's not true. So I've asked Courtney to do something for me. I said, Courtney, I want you, because of all your knowledge about plant-based diets and nutrition and supplements and the value of all these things together, I want you to go and shop for me. I want you to put together a plan of eating healthy, and I'm talking my Ed Jones is healthy, not mainstream perhaps definition, where Ed Jones is far higher level of healthy than what you would normally accept. But I want you to do this and tell me how low of a cost can we get this for a family. Now this does require people to not eat out, cook at home, be wise shopping as how you choose your foods, and probably not going to Whole Foods, which you do not have to do to be healthy. You said it, Dr. Green. There's plenty of mainstream grocery stores. I mean, Publix and even the, you know, Food Lines. If you shop and you really pay attention, you can find most of the foods you need there, with the exception of a few of, like, if you want special organic brown rice or you want these special kefirs and things, then you have to go somewhere. And Nutrition World carries some, but we're not a grocery store. But, you know, we need to know that we can be healthy probably equal or less than eating junk food, but you got to really be educated. My second point in the article that I wrote on NutritionW.com said, did you know that sitting is now called the new smoking? Inactivity is going to rust your body very similar to a car in a junkyard. We know through blood testing now that a person who, if you do blood work and you do it like before they sit, and then you do it 5 hours later and they haven't moved off the couch, things like C-reactive protein go up, which is inflammation. Certain nutrient levels will drop. Certain things that we don't want to happen in the body that will create faster aging are accelerated. So getting up and moving, and you said it very well too, you know, places like Planet Fitness, I'm not a huge fan of, but for $10 a month, there is no excuse not to have a place to go exercise. But even with that, you can walk around the block if you're disciplined. The thing about living in Chattanooga is the weather is challenging at times, as we have had lately. And, you know, it's easy to, if it's pouring rain for 3 days in a row, it's really hard to get out and walk. So you have to have plan B.
And it removes excuses as well. And that's something I know I've talked with you about. Can't remember if we said on the air. I used to use excuses. It's too late. It's too early. It's dark. It's too hot, too cold. It's raining. It's snowing. You know, you can make a lot of excuses, but if your gym is right down the street and they're open 24 hours and you've got a controlled environment, there isn't an excuse except I'm really just too lazy right now to go.
Bingo. In fact, I did a podcast, and I want to talk about this 1 second. We have a national podcast I do, as far as Ed Jones, called The Holistic Navigator. It's on iTunes. We have about 6 or 7 podcasts now posted. And last week, I spoke on this exact topic, and I said in my advice, this is how you put together a mental plan for how you exercise. Now, you don't have to be at the level that I am, which is 6 days a week. No, that's just because that's me. But here's the game plan. If you wake up to, and you're already set up your workout program, you wake up tomorrow morning and you say to yourself, did I work out yesterday? And if the answer is yes, you have an option of doing yes or no on today. But if your answer is no, I did not, nothing besides hospitalization and blood loss is going to stop you from getting to some form of exercise. There is not even an option to not do it if the answer was no, I did not work out yesterday. So that's.
And you don't have to have a 3-hour workout. You may just, there are times I've only had 30 minutes and I may go do a 30-minute workout, but it's better than sitting on the sofa for 30 minutes.
Yes. Absolutely. So, you know, activity, that's different. That is exercise, but activity is more important than even what we call strict exercise. So the last one I wrote about is number 3, learn how to be joyous in your life. And I know you, Dr. Green, on the spiritual moment, you speak of this very often about the heart and the input of our emotions and the fact that we do live in a very challenging world. And it's easy to become hardened. And this life can harden all of us if we allow it to. And that will reduce your joy to a level that will decrease your health significantly. So I want people to understand the impact of emotions. And I speak on this a lot because I'm a huge fan of a gentleman named Dr. John Sarno out of New York who passed away 2 years ago. And if you really want to see a cool trailer on a documentary, if you Google Dr. John Sarno, S-A-R-N-O, and watch his 4-minute trailer, he is talking to patients that have terrible chronic pain that is produced generally by repressed anger and emotions. We don't sometimes understand the power of traumas in our life and accumulation of unexpressed things like heartbreak and sadness and anger. They turn on us when the cup gets full and starts spilling over. So, you know, finding some journey and pattern and practice, you have to develop a practice almost like you would in a gym setting, but you do it for a spiritual heart setting. And it takes discipline, and it's just not your birthright to come out of the womb and expect that you're going to be blessed with this, you know, blanket of happy, contented moods and emotions your whole life. It takes effort. Don't you agree?
Well, I fully agree. And yes, we do talk about that a lot. And there's a clear link between your emotional and spiritual state and your health. I see that, you know, in myself, and I see that in all of my patients as well. So when you are digging into, I mean, some things that are more obvious like depression or anxiety or other issues like chronic pain or even uncontrolled medical problems like high blood pressure or diabetes, there is often underlying stress, general lack of happiness, whether that be spiritual or otherwise, and it's difficult to address, but it must be addressed. And we talked about a lot of the methods of coping with that from, you know, the standpoint we talked about your meditation in the morning. I do a nice quiet time and spiritual meditation and reading and study, but also music and exercise, and it's healthy options that improve my mood and spiritual state.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, it's already time for us to take a break, and when we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And in our fourth segment, we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed, for that kind introduction. And as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. Also, you can download their free app if you would like. Now, let's start with a few verses. First, Psalm chapter 118, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Then Psalm chapter 118, verse 5. When pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. Then Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things, and the God of peace will be with you. Well, we're talking about stress again, and we've talked about that some on the show, and stress is just a prevalent problem here and worldwide. Stress causes all sorts of chaos inside our bodies, which can actually prevent us from being able to think clearly. Because of that, when we are stressed, we can often say things like the walls are closing in or it's all just too much. Stress can make you feel like there's nowhere to turn and no air to breathe, which is interesting because the word stress comes from a Latin word meaning drawn tight. That sounds like an accurate description to me. So if you are focused on your stress, it can feel like the world is closing in on you, but there is a better way to deal with that stress. The psalm we read said, when hard pressed, I cried to the Lord, and he brought me into a spacious place. We don't have to live drawn tight, stressed out lives. God can bring us into a spacious place of peace when we cry out to him for help. So to overcome our stress, we have to get out of our own heads and into God's presence. When it feels like the walls are closing in, invite God in. When you feel like you just can't handle it all anymore, you may be right, but God is waiting to give you a spacious place. Our stress is an opportunity to allow God to be God in our lives and for him to provide that spacious place of peace for us. So, remember that peace is possible. even when it may not feel like it or seem like it, peace is possible in the presence of Jesus. Let me close with a quote from Psalm chapter 34, verse 18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. That is your spiritual moment of hope for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, my friend. And it's interesting that you said the word stress actually has a connotation or meaning to drawn tight. And I'm an archer. I've been shooting a bow and arrow for 30 years, and I do use a recurve, which is the old-fashioned type that Indians would use. And it kind of rang a little bell in me that, you know, when I pull my arrow back, it's very hard, and it is drawn tight at the when it touches my mouth. But how long do I keep it there? Just long enough for whatever should follow to follow, which is releasing this string. And you become the arrow, you become the bow in the most perfect moment. And so, you know, part of releasing this tightness, even with archery, is having faith and having the optimism for the next moment to be there. So thank you for that. And my rambling ons are just my rambling
ons. Thank you, Ed. But
I do want to say that we at Nutrition World have a couple events coming up that I'm always excited about our events, and we've never had more in 1 month than we do in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Ideal Protein has been a diet program that we have embraced for 11 years, and it's an interesting diet program because it is a semi-keto, but it's really not, because Ideal Protein doesn't follow the higher fat recommendations. What it does, it's for people who need accountability. It's a diet out of Canada. And what we do is we have a $12,000 machine called Sika, and is found generally in hospitals. I think we're the only store in the nation that would probably have one. And it registers all of your numbers as far as hydration and phase angle. It can actually read body fat in your left arm if we want it to. But what we do is we have you on a very specialized program of foods and 3 packets a day of protein from foods, that you get to pick out the flavors you want. We have 82, actually. And we have a success rate of about 92%. Most men lose 3 pounds a week, and most women lose 2 pounds a week. But because it's an accountability program, you're going to come in every week for about 20 minutes. We look at food logs. We weigh you. We see what's going on. When you don't lose in a week, my coaches will figure that out. We almost never fail to do that. And it's interesting because we're finding, and we have found, that even taking an antihistamine will stop your weight loss for 2 weeks. Taking an antibiotic will. Slipping up and hiding and sneaking foods, of course, will. But that lecture is going to be on January 22nd under events at nutritionw.com. Encourage you to come to that. We are going to have a keto lecture, an advanced keto lecture, on January 29th with myself and one of my star staff members, Adam. And then the other two is hemp. We mentioned this before, you know, based on the president signing the farm bill, the use of hemp and CBD is now going to be legal. And it's going to open up all new doors, because I am so convinced the effectiveness of the proper quality product, again, devil's in the details. There's 1,400 companies making hemp right now. We only have found 12 that we call trustworthy. So please know that we are your partners on this journey. Trust us if you want to pursue into this. But we have a lecture from an expert on hemp on January 15th, what you need to know about hemp. So if you have a lot of issues with health, a lot of chronic pain, maybe not sleeping, and you want to pursue more information, please come to that. Lastly, there's an electronic machine called a Beamer. It's found in 50% of all hospitals in Europe, and it has to do with pulsed electromagnetic fields that you sit in this chair for 8 minutes, and it increases circulatory system for the next 24 hours. We know how important circulation is. I certainly know you do.
And we had a show on that, too.
We did, and a lady named Jody is actually going to be here, the same one that was on the show.
Nice.
I'm glad you reminded me, because I had forgot about that. And I do want to ask a favor of everyone. If you can go on the Holistic Navigator, it's called the Holistic Navigator and a holistic spell with an H, please go on there on and download the podcast or listen to it. But I need a ratings on there, because that's how you get up on iTunes, is for people to like or rate the show. That is the only thing that fuels these podcasts. It isn't money. It isn't advertising. It's you people going on and doing that. So I would appreciate any and all of that. And each podcast is labeled with a subject. So if you have one that you want to hear about, then click on. I will have to self-admit that I, as outspoken as I am here, it's double that on the podcast, because it's just me for 40 minutes completely running wide open. Like I can be sometimes. So I hope you listen one day, Dr. Green.
Absolutely. And I'm going to get on there and rate too. Let me remind everybody about, you know, the fact this is flu season. So even though in my office, thankfully, I have seen a slight decrease in the number of cases nationwide, the CDC came out within the last 2 weeks and said that now 19 states are showing really high levels of flu activity. And that's double what it was from the previous report a week or two prior to that. So that's not good. The good news is the predominant strain is the H1N1 strain. That's the old swine flu that people have heard of. And that's, of course, not great, but it is more amenable to the flu vaccine. So get your flu vaccine. I'm still a proponent of that. We've had discussions on the show, but that will be more effective against the H1N1. The one last year that was predominant was an H3N2, I believe. And that was the one that was so, so dangerous last year. And it's not that H1N1 isn't dangerous. There are still, unfortunately, deaths with influenza. It is more receptive to the flu vaccine. So go talk to your medical provider. It's not too late to get your vaccine.
Thank you so much. And, you know, about the vaccine issue, we could talk all day, because we tend to have a little different agreements on that. But I will say this. If you're going to get the flu vaccine, if the one single thing that I've just kind of intuitively, and there's some science to it but not extensive, take vitamin C a couple hours before going. It tends to help to protect the body from the potentials of some of the things that I talk about. It's easy, 500 milligrams, you know, a couple hours before, keeps it in the blood. So there's just my one little tip on that.
Probably should be having some vitamin C every day.
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I have seen such a huge amount of people with what I call the crud. The crud isn't the right out flu, but it's this terrible cold that lingers for weeks, moves from the throat to the head to the chest and back and forth, and it is devastating a lot of people. And, you know, there's no magic bullets and other things, but keeping the immune system up with the right eating, sleep, nutritional supplements is very important for the recovery.
Well, absolutely. I'm doing my vitamin C, vitamin D, fish oils, you know, all the things we talk about every day. And I hope I don't jinx myself saying this, but I should have already had a respiratory infection by this time. I usually do every year. So far this year, no, and I've been surrounded by flu and strep. So, yes, the supplements and the healthy living do have a positive benefit.
And I'm going to wave a wand where neither of us gets jinxed, because I'm going to echo those same things. Well, guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and the website Avalon. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.